This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I'm 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
If we've said it once, we've said it 50 times. This election year can't get any crazier.
And yet, here we are adding another candidate a mere 80 plus days away from Election Day.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Welcome to The Briefcase. Before we get started, we'd love if you guys are new listeners to go leave us a review on iTunes. Those reviews help other people find Pantsuit Politics. We're also working on a couple special episodes with collaborations with other podcasters and a little community project. So stay tuned for those in upcoming episodes.
So we're going to start today with some feedback that we got from Heidi on our Facebook page. Thank you, Heidi, for the feedback, and to all of you. We've had some amazing discussions via Twitter this week. If you're into like political philosophy, you can sure come get your fill with our Twitter community.
I can't keep up with y'all.
It's amazing, isn't it? Heidi's comment, she left it as a comment to our cover photo, and I think there are two aspects of it that we should take separately, and I want to take the easier one first. So Heidi sort of questioned like how we could comment on sexism in the coverage of the Olympics after having admitted that neither of us are like avid Olympics watchers. And she pointed out that NBC has provided a huge variety of ways to watch the Olympics. I actually have been diving more into that this week because my parents are really into the Olympics and I'm here at the beach with them. So I've seen more than I had when we recorded before. But here's my reaction, Sarah. I want to get yours too. I think that in some ways, Heidi's question is the point. I've been thinking so much lately about the power of media and how you take information away from media when you haven't seen the source, when you're really relying on the coverage to be the story for you. Mm-hmm. I thought a ton about that at the conventions as we were watching what was happening and then watching how the, you know, throngs of media there were covering what was happening. So for me, my intro to the Olympics, was that Chicago Tribune headline where I saw an athlete being minimized to her marriage. And I get sort of emotional thinking about all the sacrifices people make to get to the Olympics and compete, let alone to be the caliber of athlete that it takes to win an Olympic medal. And so it was kind of discouraging to me from the perspective of someone who hadn't been watching the events to see in the coverage one of our medal winners being defined by her relationship to a professional football player. So I think you're right, Heidi, that as I've gotten more into the coverage, I think NBC is doing some really great things. And that doesn't take away from the power of people telling that story to those of us who haven't been in the midst of it.
Well, and I think that for me, I feel like a lot of times when I get crossways on discussions with people about sexism generally or sexism in the media, it's because we're coming from two different start points. My start point is it is sexist because we live in a misogynistic culture in which women, you know, not because of cult, you know, conscious choices, like there's some NBC exec at a big giant desk going, I hate women, I'm gonna make this choice. But because we all are indoctrinated and on subconscious levels make choices that imply that women are less valuable than men. And so, whereas I feel like sometimes I have conversations with people who they think it's sort of, we're starting fresh and everybody gets the benefit of the doubt that they're not doing that from the beginning. And so I think that that is part of the problem. Like, I'm not coming to this conversation about the Olympics thinking I'm going to start watching the Olympics with the assumption that no one's being sexist and taking this objective view of every single coverage and then making a determination. I'm coming at it with the view that almost every media choice, or at least the media, not every media choice, but the overall media environment perpetuates sexism. And so I'm going to look for, not necessarily look for how they're doing it wrong, but like, I just feel like those are sort of different foundational beliefs in which you're going to look at something. And, you know, I'm sure each has its benefits and costs, but that's to me why I don't need to watch every single, all of NBC's coverage to make that determination, because I'm just coming at it with a certain assumption. And I mean, I guess you can criticize me for whatever, but I don't think that it's radical to believe that media coverage can be sexist. I think there's great choices being made. Clearly, bringing Leslie Jones down to Rio is an excellent choice, and I might tune in for that. But I think there's sort of maybe a fundamental misunderstanding about our starting points in this discussion.
Yeah, and I'll say my starting point is to not look for sexism. I think that's a survival instinct of working in sort of corporate culture. If I am out looking for sexism, I'm going to find it to a point that I feel crazy. Mm-hmm. So it has to be pretty blatant to get my attention, and I just felt that headline was, and that it was worth mentioning. And I think it's important because a lot of what we reflect on Pantsuit Politics is, here's the way that it's usually being talked about. Let's try to talk about it in a new way. I think sometimes it's important to just call out when we see examples of, like, here's something that really perpetuates certain ideas in our culture, and that's not working, and it's not helpful. And it's not helpful to Democrats or Republicans or independents or anyone else. And that's what I saw in that headline. But moving on to the second part of Heidi's comment, you know, she feels like we are becoming too one-sided and that I'm not bringing forward enough of the Republican perspective. So I don't want to be or seem defensive about this in any way. After I sort of thought, that hurts my feelings, and moved on to like a more productive place. I mean, I think it hurts my feelings because it's something that I struggle with all the time. And I think it really highlights the dilemma of trying to be a conservative in life, but especially in media right now. I was talking to my husband about this last night. You know, so many conservative commentators have been reduced to the stereotype that Stephen Colbert portrayed, that sort of Bill O'Reilly, hardcore Sean Hannity kind of demeanor. And that's just not who I am, one. But two, because that's out there so much, I do feel a real obligation to give a little and to be more conciliatory, because I don't think that anyone is interested in, anyone who's not already a Republican is interested in learning more about Republicans if we keep coming across in this strident way. Mm. And I feel like a lot of what we're trying to do here is to be people from the other side that people who disagree with us want to listen to. For me, the highest compliment is when I see in our iTunes reviews or I get emails that say, like, you know, I have been a liberal all my life, but sometimes I agree with you. Now, there's a little bit of me that feels like a little National Geographic, like, observe the moderate Republican in the wild. You know, like, it's such a foreign concept to people that there could be a Republican who is sort of moderate. But I am, and I try to be fully open about the fact that I'm moderate, especially when we talk about things like gun control. I try to say, like, I'm not doing a good job towing the party line on this issue, because I always want to be honest.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
There are two other things that I wanted to say in response, and Sarah, you know, cut me off at any point because I could go on for a while because I do really wrestle with this and I appreciate the feedback. I get this kind of comment a lot. I think that having so much coverage of the Democratic National Convention was hard on our conservative listeners, and I did not beat up on policy in those episodes for a couple of reasons. One, part of what I wanted to accomplish with those episodes is just giving people a sense of what it was like to be there. Not to really debate the substance of what was being discussed, but to say, like, here's what happens when two regular people go watch one of these things. And it was such a special moment for Sarah, and I did feel like I want to be gracious and just soak in this moment and not say, well, yeah, it's awesome that we have a woman as our nominee. Here are the 30 things she said that I really have a problem with. And I do. I really have that problem. And I think we'll get into those issues as the campaign rolls on. This has not been a policy-heavy campaign so far, but I would like to flesh out those issues. The last thing I'll say is I am struggling with what even is the GOP perspective on a lot of issues right now. I come at things, I want a small, efficient federal government. I want a strong military. I want an American leadership system that the world has confidence in, that knows that we say what we mean and we mean what we say. I have a lot of feelings about what our federal government should look like that look nothing like the vision espoused by the Democratic Party. And I say that after a lot of thought. You know, I inhabited one of the best national conventions of either political party for a week, and I came away thinking, that was impressive, and that is not me. I am not a Democrat. But it's hard to be in any way defensive of the Republican Party with our current nominee. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Evan McMullen in a second. But yeah, I mean, I'm having a hard time, and I'm sorry to our conservative listeners if you feel like your perspective isn't being well highlighted in our show right now. And I welcome your feedback on how to do that and maintain sort of the spirit of what we're trying to do here. And just being real about the fact that I am like a diplomatic and conciliatory person. That's just me.
Well, and also, you know, this is not the first time that Beth has heard this criticism. And I think the answer is always, this is not just a show where there is a conservative and a liberal. This is a show we don't just say, I'm from the left and I'm from the right. We say, this is Sarah from the left and this is Beth from the right. And so this show is not about towing the party line. It's about our personal experiences and our personal perspective. And, you know, we hope that that is something you want to listen to, because we're just normal people. We're not pundits. We're not policy professionals. But that by making it personal and by really talking about our own journeys, we bring something else to the discussion that is often lacking when you pull in two pundits who are just towing the party line, and which it just feels like people banging their heads up against the wall. And so I don't think that there is anything to be served by that. I think there's a place for that, but it's not here on our show. And I also think that it's, like Beth said, it's sort of just important to acknowledge the, like, unique historical position that the GOP is in right now. And I do think that we've talked a lot about, you know, and there are so many people on our Twitter feed and our Facebook feed saying, I'm a liberal, but I am rooting for this party to figure out what's going on, what they stand for, and what the values are, and who the coalition is. And it's because we want that presence in our political system. And so I just think that there's also like this isn't a strongly unified party behind like George Bush. It's just not the space they're in right now. And I think Beth's perspective reflects that. And I don't think that is, I mean, I think that's sort of maybe not universally acknowledged, but a majority of people recognize that the GOP is in a very unique position right now. And sort of Beth's struggle with that and, you know, acknowledgement of that is just one manifestation of that situation.
And, you know, from a sort of editorial calendar perspective, I think we are due for some conversations about specific policy topics, less election and more let's dive into the welfare state or the healthcare system or whatever. And so you'll hear that from us in the coming months. We try to maintain a balance of let's stay current with the news, and also let's pull back and keep our focus on the more enduring aspects of our political identities.
So speaking of the news, that's the next thing we wanted to talk about. It's cool. We're post both conventions, only, you know, a couple months away from the election, and we've got a new candidate. Because why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I think this is really interesting, and I know that people want to kind of, I think people want a thumbs up or a thumbs down from me, and I'm not quite there. Because I'm trying to learn everything that I can learn about Evan McMullen. So my understanding so far is that Evan McMullen has been recruited by sort of the Never Trump movement. I know that Rick Wilson, someone I really admire as a GOP political operative, has been instrumental in getting him up and running. He is former CIA. He has helped with resettling of refugees on a volunteer basis. He has worked policy for the House for some time. I mean, this is a very smart person with a variety of experiences that are relevant to the presidency. He has not held elected office before, which always gives me a little pause. It's hard for me to think about with anyone, President of the United States being your first elected office, but this is certainly not someone who's new to government or public policy or military affairs, and I like all of that. I think the strategy is for him to pull enough states, and that doesn't have to be very many, that would traditionally vote Republican, so that this election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, where no one has a majority in the Electoral College, and the House decides who will be the president. That is a Hail Mary, for sure. I understand it. I respect it. I applaud this guy for stepping up and sticking his neck out in that way. I mean, can you imagine what it took for him to say, okay, I'll do this?
Ugh.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Well, And I just think that for me, my thumbs up is because I feel like this is a certain faction within the GOP or conservative movement saying, we are still here. And by the way, this is the vision we're offering. I don't think anyone, including Evan, believes that he's going to be president. So I think all this discussion of like whether he could win is sort of beside the point. The point is that they're asserting a different vision, a different set of values, a different policy ideas that they don't feel like are represented with the candidacy of Donald Trump, but are vital. And I agree. And so go forth and prosper. I mean, I think that it's great because it gives people another perspective if they don't feel represented. Now, and I still sort of can hold seemingly contradictory positions in that I still think strategic voting is important. And I don't think that, like, you know, just third party, because I guess he feels less third party to me and more just within the GOP is sort of like a push being inside the party itself. Does it feel like that to you, Beth, or does it feel very third party-ish?
No, it totally feels like.
And that's probably why my opinion's a little different.
This is what we should have done. Someone with these types of positions, I think it's completely, I mean, he's a Republican, right?
Like, yeah.
And if you look at his very well done policy section of his website, I mean, these are the quote unquote establishment Republican views. And as I look at his policy positions, you know, with a couple of exceptions you're going to have with anyone, this is a person I'd be very proud to vote for. And I don't feel that about Donald Trump. So hooray that we have someone out there that I would feel very proud to vote for. I think it's important for our country to have the substantive policy debate that he could afford us. I think Gary Johnson has valuable things to contribute to that debate too. So it's important to me that we come to some place where we have an actual debate. And that means getting these guys onto the debate stage with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think it is super important for us to pull out those differences. I also think that if he can get any traction and if the story can stop being, oh, this is never going to work, you know, which it's so unfair. I think that that's, like you said, that's not really what this is about. But even if it could work, let's just talk about the issues. We deserve that as voters. And we deserve as voters to have a contrast to Hillary Clinton that is not just someone who's wholly unacceptable. You know, we're not talking about any of the serious problems with Hillary Clinton as a candidate right now, because all that's being said is Donald Trump is unacceptable and unfit, so you must get on board with Hillary Clinton. Like, we should flesh her out too. And I understand that she's been in the public eye for a long time, and most people's who are with her's response would be, oh, she's been vetted. Well, yes and no, and there's still a lot to go through here, so let's do it. Let's have that discussion. So I again, like, make my standard plea of, if you are polled right now, regardless of who you are going to vote for, please say a third party candidate so that we can have this debate. Mm.
Agreed. I think that, it just seems like I said, I think that we always need to be cognizant of that. We're sort of talking about different things. We're talking about the policy debate and we're talking about the Electoral College. You know, like, there's just two different things. Like, just we don't have to pretend like they're not two different things. They're two different things.
We're all sitting around saying we want better than the election we have right now. And I think that Evan McMullen gives us a chance to have that. And so I thank him and all the people who are trying to make this happen. How far it goes, I don't know. But the opportunity to have a better election is one that I wholeheartedly take.
Agreed.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Pantsuit Politics. Heidi, thank you for the feedback. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who's been so active on our Twitter and Facebook pages lately. Your iTunes reviews, as always, warm our hearts and help other people find our show. We are so grateful. We'll be back on Tuesday with another episode. And until then, keep it nuanced.